You would call it like this, it command line arguments, 3 and 5, and it would print 8. You provide two numbers, two integers, and you add them together. If you are ready with this, try to improve your program. If the number of parameters is not correct, then print an error message. So here we must provide two parameters. If you provide less or more parameters, then print an error message. Do this error handling at the end. First, you can assume that the number of parameters is okay. Take those two parameters, add them together, and when you are ready, with that, add the parameter check. How can you access the command line parameters? Where are they stored? Yes? You need to import the sysmodule. And in the sysmodule, there is a variable called argv. That's where you can find the command line parameters. So how do you get the first parameter? Sys.argv1. What is the type of this parameter? It is always a string. So we need to convert it to an integer. How to do that? In sys.argv, everything is an integer. How do you convert it to an integer? Everything is a string, sorry. And just look at the table. We need to use the built-in function int. And then you can convert a string to an int. Do the same thing with the second parameter. And simply print their sum. Okay. How can we add the parameter check? We want to check if the number of parameters is okay or not.
Check the length of the array.
Check the length of sys.argv. how much should it be?
Three.
If it's not three, print an error message. Otherwise, continue normally. I usually put this checking here under this strange if condition. If len sys.argv is not 3, then print and here we want to terminate the program. We want to quit. You can quit with sys.exit. And here you can provide an exit code. Since there was a problem with the parameters, we exit, for instance, with value 1. When you exit with value 0, it means that everything was okay. So, if the number of parameters was not good, we quit with an error message. Otherwise, if everything was okay, we call the main function and we add the two numbers together. Is it okay? Questions? Good. Let's continue with the next slide. It will be slide 3. And I also create a new subdirectory, 03. Let's see the different variations of writing to the standard output. Here is a list. We make a for loop and we print the current value. It will be printed like this. We have already seen it. So, when you use print, after the last element, it will always print a new line character. That's why they are printed in different lines. If you print different things, then their data type can be different. You need to put a comma between them. In this case, they are printed with a space between them. Now, let's go to the shell. There is a help function. And to the, as a parameter, we pass it the print. We want to get help about the print function. Notice that after the print, there is no bracket. So we pass print just as a symbol. And now, here is a built-in help about it. And you can see these parameters here, sep, and file, and flush. And after their name, there is an equal sign, and there is a default value. These are called optional parameters. Optional means you don't have to provide them. But if you do not provide them, they will take a default value. And here is the default value after the equal sign. So, for instance, if you print different values, then there will be a space between them. Why? Because to the print function, you can, for the print function, you can specify the value of the separator. Set means separator. If you do not provide it, it will take the default value space. And it means that between the different elements, between them, put a space. However, you can overwrite the default value. And you can say that sep should be sep should be a pipe. No, the separator between the elements will be a pipe. So, we call the print function, and we say that the separator should be a pipe. So this is what it will use. If you do not provide your own separator, then the default value of separator, the space, will be used. The separator can be also an empty string. In this case, the elements will be printed together, like this. Also, if you want to print something to the screen, but you do not want a new line character at the end, then which optional parameter do you need to modify?
End.
The default value of end is a new line character. But you can modify it empty string. It means after the last element, do not print anything. And that's why I got the prompt here, right after, immediately. Later, when we will see how to work with files, this file will be also interesting. If you want to write to a file, then here we will provide a file handler. And instead of the screen, it will print to a file. But at the moment, what is interesting for us is the sep and the end optional parameters. Okay. How can you print to the standard error? Actually, when you simply type this, then the default value of file will be sys.stdout. This is the standard output. That is, it will print everything to the screen. Fine. If you want to print to the standard error, then you need to import the sys module and then write file equals sys.stdr. It means the standard error. By default, it is also associated to the screen. But it can be redirected. Under Linux, you have already seen this sign. For instance, you ask the current date, and with this, you can redirect the output to a file. Do you remember that? Okay. If you want to redirect the standard error, what do you need to write? You write here two. There is no space between them. And then it will redirect just the standard error to a file. Mm-hmm. But you must have learned that from operating systems. There is another way to print to the screen. This is on the next slide. sys.stdout.write. This is another way to print something to the screen. for instance, sys.std.out.write hello. For this function, write, you can only pass the string. It only accepts the string, and it will print the string as it is, without any extra characters. So no space, no new line, nothing. Just what you provided. So it prints hello. I don't know what that 5 is. But why is it there? It shouldn't be there. I think it is only printed in the shell. Let's print here. And okay, if you run it in a file, I mean, if you put it in a script, it will really just print hello, nothing else. I have no idea why 5 appeared. Yeah, but I didn't ask the length.
Yeah, right along with that. Is it length or something else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we didn't ask for it. Strange. Okay. So these are the different ways of writing to the standard output. Let's see some list operations. The most commonly used method is append. What does it do, append? Who can tell me? Young man. Mm-hmm. It inserts a new element to the end of the list. It is appended to the end. Another important function is called pop. You provide an index which element you want to remove from the list. And pop does two things. First, it removes the given element, and it will also return the value of this element. So it means pop 0, we want to remove the first element. It is 3. So 3 will be removed, and it is also returned. So we can assign it to x. So x is 3, and from a, 3 is missing. So when you use pop, you can provide the index. If you do not provide any index, then it will remove the last element and return the last element. So now x will be how much? I would like to get some feedback from you. It's a lab, not... It will be 15, right? X is 15. Yeah. It removed the last element. So it's not a lecture, it's a lab. So I would like some interactivity. It's 15. And in the list, 15 is missing. So we have a list. With elements and with append we can add an element to the end, and with pop we can remove the last element. What data structure will it be? It is similar to a data structure. What is that?
Stack.
Stack, exactly. And which side is the bottom of the stack? Left or right side?
Left.
The left. So here is the bottom, and here is the top of the stack. With append, you can put to the top. With pop, you can remove the top element. So using a simple list, and using append and pop, you can use it as a stack. How could we use a list as a queue? How can we add an element to the end of the queue? Yes? So this is the beginning of the queue, this is the end of the queue. I want to add an element to the end of the queue. How can I?
Just append.
Append, yeah. And how can I remove the first element?
Can I say pop 0? Mm-hmm.